With fewer than 7 weeks remaining in the U.S. presidential race, Hillary Clinton appears to maintain a small lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll, Democrat Clinton leads Republican Trump by 2 percentage points among likely state voters. The difference is slightly closer than a couple weeks ago, and still a bunch of likely Wisconsin voters, 12%, won't commit to either candidate. Regarding the U.S. Senate race, the poll shows Democrat Russ Feingold leading Republican incumbent Ron Johnson by 6 percentage points among likely voters. The finding indicates Feingold's lead has grown since late August. As the most recent Marquette Law School poll is released, some poll watchers wonder how long phone polling will be the gold standard. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie spoke with the director of the poll. He says while Marquette still uses a combination of landline and cell phone polling to make its predictions, other pollsters are experimenting with internet polls, and they may be the future of polling.
For decades, political prognosticators have used the phone to find out how people plan to vote in elections. But lately, pollsters have been wondering how long phone polls will be the most accurate way to get this information. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says there's a good reason for that concern.
That does come from people being less willing to answer the phone and participate in public opinion surveys.
Right now, Marquette calls the randomly generated phone numbers of 50% landlines and 50% cell phones, but landlines are disappearing, and an increasing number of people just don't answer their mobile phones if they don't recognize the number. So, if a pollster calls and no one answers, how do they figure out who people are going to vote for? Well, how about the internet? The Washington Post recently teamed up with a survey website, SurveyMonkey, to poll people on the presidential race. Franklin is paying close attention to these polls.
This is a new area of polling, and it's an exciting area of research and development to see how well we can do using internet polls.
So far, it's been a mixed bag. The Washington Post SurveyMonkey poll found, for example, that Texas, a solidly Republican state, is a toss-up in the presidential election. No other traditional poll has had a similar result. It's an outlier, and that makes people question its accuracy. Franklin says, well, it's expected these polls are going to be hit or miss. They're still working on just exactly how to make them reliable.
The methodology is just beginning to be fully developed. And some of the statistical theory behind it has come a long ways, but still needs to prove itself in practice. For that reason, I think internet polling should be looked at seriously this year, but should also be looked at with a little bit of reservation until we have a few more years of experience with it.
Until internet polling is more reliable, pollsters with a Marquette Law School poll will stick with calling people up on their landlines and their cell phones and hoping they keep answering, at least for a few more years. Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.